Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Otaku by Default. I am Dark Soundwave. With me tonight, we have Zangatsu Soul 117, our newest cast member from Xbox Live, a very good friend of mine. Let's give a big round of applause for joining us in our podcast.
Hi.
We've also got with us, as usual, Star Fox 64X from Xbox Live and Nintendo DS. Welcome back, Star Fox. How does it feel to be back in your second episode?
Really? Second episode?
Yeah,
I guess it is the second episode.
Essentially.
I suppose I should be on more.
Yeah, you should be.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Because recording so late and I have work to do.
Yeah, true. We all have jobs.
Yeah. Eastern Seaboard sucks.
Yeah.
Or Eastern Time, whatever.
Full-time model builder.
That is right. Later on in the show, we'll have a plug for Zangetsu's modeling. Modeling. There we go. We got our techno beats. On tonight's show, we have E3 speculation. With E3 looming on us within this next month, June 15th to the 17th, it's going to be one of those things of, A, we already know every video game channel is going to cover it. G4 is. Both myself and Ratchet were supposed to be there. Unfortunately, the tickets never showed up. I wanted to cry. I still want to cry. I'm going to find the fucking...
I feel your pain, man.
Amen. So, this episode's pretty much our E3 speculations, our dropes and... Dropes? our hopes and dreams of what we wish to see, as well as, at the end of every episode, either an anime gem or a Xbox Live or DSiWare marketplace gem. I want to say flat off the bat, this E3, I demand a Nintendo 3DS demo.
Would be nice.
Just to prove the technology can work. I also... go right ahead. I'm sorry, Ian.
It's okay. Just from what I saw, it doesn't look like it's going to be, you know, Avatar, Super 3D or anything. It just seems to be, you know, two layers. One of them has the foreground, one of them has the background, and it just kind of looks like two flat planes rubbing against each other. It doesn't look like that amazing, but that's just what I saw in the speculations area. It could be something really amazing. I'm not sure, but, you know, as you said, tech demo.
Or it could be like the virtual buy.
I don't think so. Was the virtual floor even 3D? I don't think so. I never played it, so I wouldn't know.
It was red on black.
Well, yeah, I remember that.
That just destroyed your eyesight. Yeah, there were some 3D-ish effects, but you could have those on a Game Boy. You could have those effects on a Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Waste of their money. Anyways, Zhang, I know we've not had you in the show, so... What do you want to see at E3?
Hell of a lot more Xbox shit.
Aim, motherfucking men. Transformers demo. War for Cybertron. Now, bitches.
Yeah.
Demo now.
Yes, no shit.
It'd be nice to see some Xbox stuff, but you know they're going to have something good.
Oh, I know what they're going to have there. Project Natal.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well... I don't know. I mean, the great thing about Microsoft is they test all their shit for bugs before they release it.
Except, but they didn't test the Xbox consoles itself. Red Ring of Death! Oh, noes!
Well, that's a hardware failure. Epic fail on their part.
Buy a PS3! We don't have Red Wings!
One weekend where Heavy Rain, like, destroyed the entire PS3 network.
Yeah, true. Fail.
Network. Bungie needs to update their goddamn servers.
That is true. Oh, by the way, everyone who played with us on Otaku by Default, the day of the night, May 19th, we had a wonderful Halo Reach game. I thank you all for coming out and at least playing the beta with us for at least the last few hours. Thank you so much. You guys have really improved how we want to work the show, improve what we can do. And you know what? Just because I want to put a hand out here, Godly Poop Shoot, you are the man for coming out and helping us out with this.
Godly poop shoot?
Don't ask.
I won't.
It's an odd one. I personally am just waiting for E3. It's one of those things of, E3's coming, E3's are coming, I hope there's going to be a whole bunch of fun shit. Olivia.
Stuff on the fucking Xbox console, too.
Amen.
Add-on.
Amen. I just hope they actually continue with their original design of Xbox Portable. Microsoft, where the fuck's that? Thank you. Where's the fuck's that, Microsoft?
They might be focusing on the Talamore. We'll see.
PSP has been out for how many years now?
Four? Five? Six now, actually. Yeah, six now.
And Microsoft,
no idea.
One of the major gaming corporations, you'd think they'd be ahead of that.
Microsoft? Got a little bit of a catch up with Nintendo. Being beat up by PS3?
Sony kind of beat me there? Beat me senseless?
It's okay, Microsoft. We'll get back to you, Microsoft. Oh, PS3 fans, you may rejoice for once. You have something first. A PSP. Ha ha ha! Fuckers.
I gotta say, though, the PS3... The PSP is actually pretty good.
For some things.
Me, I had one until I had to sell it to get ODST.
You know, I'd like to see one thing even though I'm not a Sony fan of E3 or anything, Sony, release a tech demo, or release plans or a trailer for the next console.
Okay, no shit.
I mean, unfortunately, you guys, you PS3 fans, I'm not saying I hate you guys, but all you really got is Blu-ray. That's about all you got going for you guys. And that's soon going to be added to the Xbox. So, Sony, you gotta stay ahead of the game there. Stay ahead of the game. Listen to Microsoft now. What was not getting Modern Warfare 2 maps late? How was that? Sucked, didn't it? Yes, it did.
I think all those companies are losing and winning in their own general ways.
Well, unfortunately, what are they called? EA does sale, judges by who wins the console wars, by console sales. Just strictly console sales. Not whether the games are good or bad, nothing gameplay-wise, just what system sells the most.
Well, the thing is, with that, you could say the Wii is the most popular, or the best game system because it sells the most, but then you could say that the PS3 is the best game because it has more better games, but that's only because they don't release as many games on that. So, you know, less games mean more good games. You know, less crappy games.
Yes.
Do y'all remember about maybe a couple weeks up to a month ago, Xbox on the dashboard, if you ever go through that like I do before I actually start an actual game, I actually go through there, see what's new and all the other good stuff. They said there's going to be new additions coming to Xbox Live.
That is true, yeah.
So, has anybody else heard anything about that?
Nope. I think that was the system update we got, like, a month ago.
Oh, I know. No, one thing they've done recently, you can use external hard drives now. Up to 16 gigabytes, I think.
I think that was a flash drive.
Yeah, this
flash drive, external hard drives, however you want to do it.
Yeah.
This news came after that update.
That is true. Huh.
I haven't heard about that.
I don't know. Maybe it's new on-demand games. Who knows?
I'd like to see free stuff in the marketplace, though.
Amen. I mean, I love you guys, Microsoft, but every time I buy shit from your marketplace, I always have 40 or 20 points left.
No shit.
I think they actually said something about fixing that. Like, they're going to even it out so it doesn't
do
that anymore.
They're a lie. They lie.
I have 30 points just sitting there that I can't do anything with.
Amen. It's annoying when you've got that many points. Like, what am I going to buy? None.
And then you sit there and you look at the avatar items and they're all freaking expensive as hell.
I know. They're all like a dollar or two. Or all up to $5, I think. I think the lightsaber's like $5 or $10.
It's $8.
God damn.
It's the price of a freaking Xbox Marketplace game.
And you can only see them in the avatar pictures when you take one of those picture things.
Oh, yeah, and you can only use them on one person.
Yeah.
How about make a game that uses the avatars with the lightsaber? Star Wars Battle!
There you go, do something.
More avatar games that you can actually use your avatar in would be cool as hell.
Amen.
Yeah, I agree.
I loved that game Avatar Drop. It was an indie game, but it was just interesting to see my avatar break its neck on rings. Coming out soon, supposedly, is for the Xbox Live, Nintendo Wii, and the PS3, Sonic the Hedgehog 4. Wait, shouldn't it be like 10? 9?
Is it a 1 million?
I don't know. Sony, you failed on... Sony, what the fuck am I thinking Sony for? Sega! You failed at naming your own game, and I fail at naming your company.
Sega.
I don't know. It's... Eh. Demo or it's not gonna happen. Also, coming out in the same quarter, I know someone's gonna smack me for saying this, Yu-Gi-Oh! On Xbox Live! It's about goddamn time!
What is the popularity with Yu-Gi-Oh?
Well, one, I played Yu-Gi-Oh in growing up. Two, it's the same as fucking Magic, except a little bit easier to understand. Three, free achievements. Four, free Avatar Awards. Need I say more?
A Yu-Gi-Oh hair.
It's really just edict points then, isn't it?
Pretty much. Pretty much. E-nerd points. Woohoo.
Something to make your edict bigger.
My EP-nor is bigger than your EP-nor. Roar! all I know is, recently within all my games I've played, sadly disappointed, I picked up, for $40, Dragon Age Awakening.
That's why you use Gamefly.
Not realizing it was cheaper to just buy it with Microsoft points, I wasted $50 on the expansion disc, and it was 3,600 points on the marketplace.
Wow. Oh, you know what else I'd like to see more of?
Cheap games?
Well, besides that, you know how they're making some add-ons or, what's it called? Enablers. Emulators to where you can play your original Xbox games.
Oh, true.
I want to see more of those because I'm still waiting on the freaking Prince of Persia Warrior Within so I can play that shit on my Xbox.
I don't know. All I know is, Microsoft, bring back Halo 2!
And quickly!
Back. Amen. I cannot live without my Halo 2, man. Bring it back.
And make it to where we can actually play a campaign online with other people.
Alright, hell, at least be able to stay in the fucking party.
At least.
You know, I've heard rumors about this Star Wars Battlefront... Funt? Star Wars Battlefuck 3. Whatever happened to that? There's rumors about it. Supposedly there's been screenshots of it, and then...
Kind of like the Halo movie.
Yeah, pretty much. Michael Bay, you sell out!
Michael Bay, you suck ass!
You Nazi! Oh no, he's gonna fire me too.
We don't work for him.
Too true. Nazi. Michael Bay. Nazi.
Jew.
Whoa, that's taking it too far there, Zach. We don't have Ratchet here to make fun of. I don't know. It's just, Xbox Live lately has been depressing. DSi has been depressing.
I don't know. I'm enjoying my Battlefront, or, Bad Company 2.
No, my game didn't come with a VIP code, so I don't get the maps for free.
Did you pre-order it, or did you have to pre-order it? I think you did have to pre-order
it. I bought the limited edition. It came with it for free. I didn't get it in a brand new fucking copy.
Hmm.
And I'm very sad about that.
Yeah. How much are the maps? I'm not sure.
12,000 Microsoft points each.
Ow. Each?
Yeah, each.
No, it's a map pack, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a map pack, but it's each. It's like, I'm good. It's like playing Oblivion all over again and having to buy everything, including the horse armor. It's just very depressing looking at the Xbox Live library. They've got great games, wonderful games.
Too freaking expensive.
Exactly. The marketplace is too expensive.
Like, you're sitting there, you pay $20 for 16 under Microsoft, and equivalency, that only equates to $16.
Yeah, where's the extra $4 going to? Oh, that's a fee.
Or when you pay for 4,000, you're paying 50. That's 10 extra dollars.
Oh, it's a $10 fee. See, you're paying a $10 fee because you buy it on the little plastic. It's a plastic fee. And if you were to buy it with a credit card... Oh, that's $65!
It's ridiculous. They need to either give us more points for our money, or make them the actual freaking price.
Amen. I mean, I love the... As much as I hated the Wii's gameplay, the Wii, their points were fair.
Yeah.
$8 was 100 points. I could walk into the Wii, buy 2,000 WiiWare points... Walk out with pay $20, walk out with 2,000. No tax added on. And because I'm a Washingtonian resident, Washington State for all you non-Washingtonians, there is a tax on internet goods. For example, World of Warcraft, it's $14.99 a month, and I paid $18 because of a tax.
Wow.
For my Xbox Live, every month I pay for two accounts. I paid $20 a month. Because, there's a $2 fee per account, and then there's tax, and that's going to be $22. Excuse me?
Where the heck are you buying your points or your monthly things?
Through the internet. Monthly renewal.
Why don't you just buy like a 12-month thing for $50? It's a lot cheaper.
Because I got mine for free.
Even so, you know, you can add on more points. Add on 12 months.
Oh, I will be. Thank you, Hooters. You know who you are.
And also, I've noticed they've got like a bunch of like random things on there when you like, you know, get 3 months now and get an extra month free. I've been doing a lot of those and I've been getting a lot of free months. There was one point where they had get a whole month for $1 and I tried to buy three. Unfortunately, I could only buy one, but I tried to buy three.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I did the, back when I first joined Xbox Live in September of 2009, they had a promotion of you can do it for $4 a month for the first 6 months. And, $4 a month, my ass. Try more at full price. We lied. And this just in. I'm on a boat, motherfucker. Take a look at me. I fell at rapping, so go fuck a tree. Go to your mother.
You can't rap with a crap, so shut up or I'll snap.
I'm white. Fuck off.
I thought you were Jap.
Oh, hell no.
And a Jap. Fuck off.
Yeah, you do techno shit.
You see the sad face?
We've gotten so off topic.
I noticed.
Well, that's the noise of a podcast.
I've noticed nobody mentioned anything about Nintendo, hoping anything from Nintendo for E3.
Make a better Wario game than Wario Land, Shake It. Go back to the Wario Land, but take away the Shake It. End of story.
Why?
I never played that. I need to play that. I got on my gameplay list.
I played the original Wario Land games for the Game Boys and the Game Boy Advance. This doesn't feel like Wario.
Well, Mario 64 probably didn't feel like Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, yes, it did. Well, it didn't because there was no Luigi. Poor Luigi. Nobody likes him. But it just didn't feel like it because there was no Luigi. But other than that, it was pretty good.
Then, well, yeah, I'm not saying it wasn't good. I'm just saying it probably didn't feel the same. Yeah.
I love how the continuity Nintendo went from Super Mario 64. Luigi's Mansion, not Super Mario 64 2. Okay. Super Mario 64 2 is Mario Sunshine. Wait, what the hell?
See, why does everybody make fun of that? I really like Sunshine. It wasn't one of my favorites, but I really did like it.
It was pretty good until I heard Bowser having a voice.
I remember the kid Bowser was annoying, but I don't remember Bowser
having a voice. At the end of the game...
I remember he did. I just don't remember
the sound. Yeah, it was like, well, son, I have something to tell you. Peach isn't your mother.
I know, Daddy. I already figured it out.
Well, shit. Let's enjoy our vacation anyways.
Victor the fucking crocodile!
Okay, yeah, that was pretty lame now that I remember that correctly. But even so, the game itself was pretty good. The
game itself was awesome. I'll give it that.
I know what the problem is. It's G4 is always making fun of it, so everyone else assumes that it's bad.
Oh, amen. Who bothers playing video games anymore? Also, there is this reviewer I have recently read through a Microsoft link to his blog post. This man must die. I don't normally say this on my podcast at all, but Michael.
And anyone listening, I am not affiliated with him, so do not come and kill me.
None of these people are. These are my friends, my colleagues, but Michael Thompson. You work for what's called the Game On section of MSN, powered by IGN. May 12th article. More of the same, iterating on gaming's past. How the corpses of Street Fighter, Zelda, and Mario are kept alive, and why we should let them die. Without them, there would be no video games. You, sir, are a sham. You, sir, deserve to rot in hell because you slander perfectly good games because you disagree with them. You can't consider yourself a gamer at all. And you work for a company that gives games. Shame on you, sir. Shame on you.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one, Soundwave.
I'm sorry, but if you're willing to slander a video game company, let alone just a gaming series, he even slandered Metroid.
It's called a troll. Deal with it. Calm down.
I understand that. I understand he's a troll, but when he works for MSN...
Okay, he's a human being. Human beings can be trolls. It doesn't matter where you work. Just calm down, really. He's just one simple dude.
I'm calm. It's just... I want to give him the
You chance. Just told him to go die and burn in hell. I don't think that's very calm.
He should die and burn in hell. I'm going to get him in the show. I'm going to get him in the show.
You're just being like one of those little ranting trolls.
Yay, trolls. Occasionally. This is the one moment of my rant. I have had a few beers in me tonight. Woohoo!
Hey.
Hence why I moved to switch from pissed off to happy. Awesome face!
Uh-huh. Okay, so back on topic. More E3 shit?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Amen, E3 shit.
The only thing that really I'm hoping for or expecting is anything from Nintendo that isn't terrible. That's the only thing I ever really look for.
Metroid Other M?
Well, yeah, but you know that's coming out in like a couple months. I'm looking for something new. You know, there's Metroid, yes, but what about F-Zero? What about Star Fox? What about
a new Zelda? What about a new Zelda game? Hey, a Pikmin game. Hell, bring back Bomberman.
Of course. Well, Bomberman is not. Bomberman's not a. It's Capcom.
Oh, that's right.
But you know, yeah, Zelda. We know there's coming up with Zelda because we've seen screenshots. No news on a new F-Zero. No news on a new Star Fox. No news on a new Pikmin.
Kirby.
Give us something.
Bring Kirby back.
They actually do. I have a link. They're coming out with a link. Not link. Kirby platformer, apparently.
And I sold my Wii already. Son of a bitch.
Really?
Buy a new Wii. Wii. Yes, I did.
Dude, lame. Anyway, linkage.
What happened?
I sold my Wii. Well, son of a bitch. Thank you for the linkage. I will have to... Oh.
Leo.
Poor Kirby.
You sold your Wii.
For cash.
I always knew you were a prostitute.
Eh, screw you. Well, I don't know. I just hope for any good Nintendo news.
Let's see, that's this one for me. You know, no more, you know, family stuff. Well, at least not as much. You know, focus on some of the good stuff. You know, give me some really good stuff from the things that I know. You know, new Star Fox, new Zelda, new Kirby. Give me, you know, I've always loved those games, and I want to see more of those. It's just really annoying that they haven't been showing anything. You know, from Microsoft and Sony, I know they're going to show some good stuff, new action games, racing games, some fun stuff, some of this, some of that. But, you know, Nintendo, it's been a lot more about family crap lately, and yeah. It's been really annoying.
Nintendo, I have the best idea for you in the world.
Hello,
Go back to Rare. Ask them to make one final Donkey Kong Country game. Put it on the Wii. See how your console sales will skyrocket. For one thing, I remember the Super Nintendo Donkey Kong Countries, all three of them. They were great games. Rare and Nintendo made beautiful games. GoldenEye 64. Banjo-Kazooie. Banjo-Tooie. Donkey Kong 64!
You know, after the 64, Nintendo just kind of went...
Well, Nintendo and Rare had a fallout, unfortunately, and Microsoft bought Rare, as well as with all the titles, except for those that are owned by Nintendo, such as Donkey Kong. That's why on Xbox, we have Conker's Live and Reloaded. Woohoo!
And they have Banjo-Kazooie on the Live Marketplace.
And Banjo-Tooie.
Well, yeah, Banjo-Tooie.
And Nuts and Bolts. I said bolts. And nuts.
Wait, what about your nuts?
I cast.
But, Nintendo, come back. Come back to us. Come back to your roots, your awesome and fun roots. Sega, I've heard there's been talk of them making a brand new console, yet they deny everything about it. Sega, please, for the love of Christ, come back to the race. I mean, sure, you may be the underdog here, but come back, at least for once.
I'm not sure if they should try that just yet.
Dreamcast 2! Dreamcast 2!
Well, the thing is, you know, if they can't, you know, make a decent Sonic game, should they really try making an entire console?
Yeah, too true.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it really comes down to, eventually, the only two corporations left are going to be Sony and Microsoft.
Unfortunately.
And then the only thing after that is going to be Microsoft.
Do you think Nintendo will ever, like, sell out? Like, if they ever go under, will they take everything with them, or will they sell their titles and their names to other companies?
Well, Nintendo's been around since the 1800s.
Eh, true.
They've been around longer than the computer.
We should mention to those who don't know, Nintendo was a card company before they started making video games, so they did not have video games back in the 1800s.
They had stick and a hoop.
There you go.
And ball in a cup.
I think if people think that they had games back in the 1800s, need to be just shot.
You'd be surprised.
Learn your history, noob.
All right.
It's just one of those things of Nintendo, please come back to us. Come back to your roots. We miss you. Microsoft. More Halo, please.
No, man. Shit. Finish the story. The third one was not the final chapter, and you can freaking tell.
Please, hey, Microsoft, just finish the story. Please.
Maybe Reach will finish the story.
No.
Reach is exactly 2 weeks before Halo 1.
Yeah. The timeline, Reach is before Halo 1.
So and a wormhole at the very end of Halo 3.
Pretty much.
I don't know.
PS3.
It just...
curl up and die. In a fire.
They need to just make it Halo 4, and label it the final chapter, period.
Yay!
Well, I'm pretty sure that Bungie said that this Halo Reach is going to be their final Halo game,
yes,
and after
they said,
that,
you know what? Halo 3 and Halo ODST.
If you pay attention, after Halo 3, they said no more Halo games would ever be made.
Well, I didn't hear that, but I just
ODST. After ODST,
ODST needed to be downloadable content. There was no excuse for me to pay $60 for that.
Amen.
Yeah, it was a pretty good game for Halo, but really, it wasn't enough to really be its own thing.
It was a step up to Reach.
There you go. That's the only reason they did it, was so they could have an excuse for the Reach beta.
True. Paid $20 more for the Reach beta. Awesome!
They had to fill in a time gap, too, so...
Yeah, true.
Yeah, oh my god, it's been 4 years since Halo 3. We need to make more money.
Well, more of, they essentially owed it to the fans.
Owed to the fans.
What the hell happened on Earth? Exactly, what the hell happened on Earth, and... Benjamin.
While the Master Chief was up in space, getting destroyed.
We were down on Earth, making money. Oh.
Master Chief prints money.
Hello, it prints money. Out his ass.
That's what it is. Hey, under Master Chief's mask, he's Benjamin Franklin.
No, Abraham Lincoln.
No, Benjamins are $100 bills. Abraham Lincoln's a penny.
But you can use Abraham Lincoln and chuck them at people. And they hurt.
No, underneath his helmet,
Chief,
it's Clint Eastwood.
All I know is, Sony, whatever the hell you got planned for E3, you best make it bigger than Natal.
Shit, you better make it bigger than Microsoft, period.
That too. From what I see, Sony, y'all are in the middle of a lawsuit made by your own fans. Your own fans are suing you.
What?
For $5 million each on Sony's stupidity part when they voided their own license agreement by removing the ability to have Linux on the PS3.
No shit. What was that?
Lawsuit waiting to happen. With your slim console update for the fat PS2s, or PS3s, where the fuck they are. Oh, we took it away. And one smart Californian. Well, we'll take it away. Lawsuit! Currently in this lawsuit now, Sony, there are 500 people. Each of which are suing you for $5 million each. What is $5 million times 500? Isn't that, $5 billion?
Yeah, but think of it this way. These 500 people probably can't afford good enough lawyers as Sony can.
Yeah.
It costs them less to hire up these giant, big-ass lawyers than for them to have to pay those people $5 million each.
True.
So they would definitely do that.
But unfortunately, Sony themselves even said, yeah, we violated our own license agreement, but it was to stop pirators.
How is that going to stop pirators?
I have no idea. I don't use a PS3.
Wow.
Well, you'd be surprised how people can get away with stuff. You know, if they have good enough lawyer and good enough laws. Get around
laws. I understand Linux is a lot harder to crack than Windows, but doesn't mean it can't be done.
True. But, I mean, Sony, I loved your PS2. PS3, you lost me at the $800 price tag.
Speaking of prices, Xbox prices need to fucking come down, too.
Amen.
I already have one, so I don't care.
I do, too, but, I mean, $100 for a fucking internet wireless adapter?
Yeah, that could just be put in for $3 more into the console.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for that, I mean, Sony is ahead of Microsoft on that part.
Say it was the Wii, too. So is my DS.
Yeah, but you got to think of it this way too. Wired internet is a lot faster than wireless.
True,
so.
that is true. I mean,
and with
you
the power,
played...
you know. Go ahead, sorry.
I'm sorry. If you've ever played any PS3 game online, I tried Mag. Don't do it. And Meg has a grand total of people you can play in one match. 250 people. Good God, Sony! I understand it's about quantity, not quality, but Jesus Christ! You couldn't even take a step into the map before you just die from lag. You don't get shot, you just die from lag.
That's how it is in Halo now.
And that's how it is now in Halo 3 as well, and now Reach. Xbox, you guys need to fix your servers.
I honestly thought that with the Reach beta, there wouldn't be a single lagger, but, I mean, the first day when we actually crashed the server, that was a good day.
That was the best day ever. We caught your servers on fire.
Because there was no laggers. I mean, the shit worked perfectly until we fried it, but...
We're sorry. We'll send you a Christmas card.
We're sorry.
We'll send you a Christmas card, Bungie.
We'll send you a Get Well Soon server. It's just... It was ridiculous, because the day... The following days after that, until it ended, was just stupid.
I mean, a lot of these people I've played with on other games and had no problems. And not only did it affect just Halo Reach, it affected every video game. I'm sorry, but the heck? How? Oh, holy shit. Oh, God. Excuse me, folks. How the hell does, I want to call it, I hate to say it like this, but the Halo Reach servers, when they're not even there in Microsoft headquarters, affect every other game on Microsoft.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it doesn't really work that way. Who knew, right?
And, you know, they think... How long has Halo 3 been out?
Oh, since 2006. 4 years now.
How long have there been laggers on Halo?
4 years now.
You would think with 4 years, unless Bungie or Microsoft just purely does not give a shit. I mean, come on, with as
you
smart
just
as
answered
they are,
the question.
Well, yeah, it might not just—it's not just Microsoft. You know, they might have the best things in the world, but you have one person who has dial-up and try and play Halo, it screws up the entire game.
Well, see, that's the thing. They can tell if it's a bad connection or if you're actually lagging.
True. I mean, I'm surprised that they actually, in the Halo Reach, I didn't realize that there were people being kicked off left and right for lagging. Their servers have finally stepped it up. They're finally reaching the next level and fighting lag.
I mean, I can't wait till they convert it to Halo 3, because they do realize that even though Reach comes out, you will always, always go back to Halo 3.
I'll be doing it a lot.
Well, that's probably what people said about Halo 2, and now it's off.
Halo 2.
They
wouldn't
dare cancel Halo 3, because do you realize that Halo 3 had the largest merchandise of any Halo game ever?
Alas, Halo 2, I shall miss thee.
Say the same thing about Halo Reach once it comes out. And, you know, they said that about Halo 2. You know, this is the largest selling Halo game ever.
No, if you look around, Halo 3 literally had more shit than any other Halo game ever. More figurines, more bed shit, more... Just anything.
True. But anyways, in short, E3, it's going to be a blast. We're running out of time here, folks, unfortunately. E3 is going to be a blast. It's going to be fun. And here's a little contest for y'all. If you say something, post something on the comment section of what you'd like to see in E3, and if we are wrong and what you say comes up, any one of them, I will gladly give you Microsoft points or DSiWare points. No PS3 points, sorry. I don't play that crap. And this just in. You have approximately 2 days, 5 hours, and 40 minutes till The new Super Mario Galaxy 2 comes out.
Goodbye.
Join the dark side. We have Death Star.
And Mario size. Anyways, moving right along to our final segment of the Gems of the Week. It could be either anime, Xbox Live, or DSiWare. I'm going to choose an anime for once. Ponyo. Ponyo was very good. I liked it. It was a very cute little anime. That's all I really could say.
I finally got to watch the new Bleach movie. Well, it's not really too new, but it's new to me because I just found it.
Yeah, true.
The Fade to Black, that was actually really good. Kind of confusing at first, but really good. At the beginning, you're just going, what?
I don't know. It's good. Bleach really lost me a long time ago.
I'm a hardcore Bleach fan. They can't lose me. I mean, you see my gamer tag.
True. It lost me for the reason of I got bored very easily. And Sarko, do you have anything on the marketplace or anime?
Nothing on the marketplace that I can think of, either one. But I have been watching Yu Yu Hakusho again. I'm really starting to like it. We've only been through 20-something episodes, and we've already gone through 3 different story arcs. It's moving pretty fast. That's why I'm so into it. Unlike Naruto, which takes like 40 episodes to complete half a story arc.
Yeah.
Oh, Naruto.
This is why I'm glad I'm going to stick with my One Piece. I still have, 478.5 episodes to catch up on. But eventually I will get there.
And you will be king of the pirates.
And I will become king of the pirates.
Bleach. You know what's funny is one episode of Bleach, Kenpachi actually sums up the entire anime in one sentence.
Okay, do you have that sentence for us?
It's a sentence, Kaganban Motherfucker!
No. He told Ichigo that the whole purpose of fighting was just to get stronger because an enemy is going to come along. This is going to be really strong. You'll barely beat him. Get stronger. Another strong enemy is going to come along, and it's just going to repeat in a sick and vicious cycle.
I like Bleach better, whom is known as DBZ.
Yeah, because that can pretty much describe just about any anime, really. Any action anime.
And I like DBZ better when it was known as Yu Yu Hakusho. I like that better when it was known as Gundam fucking Wing.
Okay. Gundam Wing live action movie. Where's it at?
True. Convention Lotus. I am going to KomoriCon in Portland, Oregon. I'm trying to convince Zhang to go.
I'm in the process of moving to Louisiana at the moment, so you'll have to bear with me.
And we're also in the process of convincing you to go.
Would you? I'm going to go. I don't have any money.
Okay. It's all good. Get there. We're also...
Give me a plane ticket, I'd go.
Well, we're working on getting you there, too. We are also taking with me is Ratchet 412162, the guy who couldn't be in this episode due to the fact that he was using an Android phone, unfortunately.
You need a technical
apparently
support.
They suck.
And apparently they suck for Skype.
Yeah, there you go. Good for everything else, suck for Skype.
Amen. And we'll be taking with us our fruitcake of the group, who plays Nappa, essentially, of the group. Send this Prism. Whenever the fuck he shows up for the podcast, I'll gladly include him in. But until then, this is Dark Soundwave saying... Spay and neuter your cats, and y'all just lost the motherfucking game! Ha!